desire also will become an action.
An action. This is also contradiction. Why should Purusha at all glance? First of all, glance itself is an action, and even the motive of dance, of glancing also is an action. In spite of this contradiction, Sankhya philosophers have continued to say what they are saying. The reason being that in spite of these contradictions, it explains quite well the whole world. Granted, this is a contradiction, but ultimately it explains the whole world. So anything that explains the whole world, even with contradiction, has to be accepted. This is the argument of the Sankhya philosophers. So we go with them for the time being. So according to Sankhya, the Purusha glances at Prakriti to observe it, and Prakriti answers it by unfolding itself. So gradually unfolds itself. For the sake of the enjoyment of Purusha. Purusha glances for the sake of observing. To satisfy this motive, Prakriti unfolds. So one of the principles in Sankhya is that Purusha is the enjoyer, bhokta. All this world is dependent upon the wish of Purusha. A very important statement, which is valid, although inconsistent with the Sankhya philosophy. In itself it is valid. If you have another system of philosophy, then this element will be very important, and we shall see how it is important. Now, when Purusha glances at Prakriti, it becomes absorbed in Prakriti. This also is an action, to be absorbed. But becomes absorbed in Prakriti. As a result, it forgets itself. Because of absorption, it forgets itself. And by absorption, it becomes identified with Prakriti. It becomes one with the objects that it perceives. This identification is what is called bondage, bandhana. It's like a child who is given a toy, and then child falls in love with the toy, and attributes to the toy all the needs that the child himself feels for itself. It wants the toy to go to sleep, it needs bath, it needs food, it needs all cradle songs. Similarly, now Purusha becomes identified with Prakriti, forgets itself, and becomes itself like Prakriti. Doesn't know itself at all, that it's different from Purusha, from Prakriti. It only knows Prakriti, nothing else. It is only when there is experience of pain, experience of suffocation, a feeling of real bondage, that now Purusha begins to wonder, what is it that is happening? What is the remedy for this? Then he makes a study of everything, and through this study discovers that he is identified with Prakriti. That is the real reason for all the misery, suffering, suffocation. Then it inquires as to how to come out of it. Then examines all the movements of Prakriti and finds that there is one faculty called buddhi, intellect, which is capable of discrimination. Now, discrimination means a movement opposed to identification. Identifying is to mix up things together. Discrimination means that you can distinguish one from the other. So, by the virtue of the capacities and activities of Buddhi, Purusha can discriminate itself from Prakriti. And if it continues to dwell upon the distinction between Purusha and Prakriti by the help of Buddhi constantly, then Purusha withdraws from Prakriti, becomes free, liberated from the clutches of Prakriti, and attains back to its original condition of peace, tranquility, inactivity, luminosity. That is moksha. Yes. No. In Sankhya, there is no Purushottam at all. According to Sankhya, you don't need God to explain the world. It is called Nirishwara Sankhya. Sankhya which does not accept Ishwara. So there is no Purushottama concept at all in the Sankhya. According to Sankhya, you can explain all the experiences of the world only by two principles. Purusha and Prakriti, and both are original. Original means nothing beyond. Supreme is not beyond. Whatever is supreme is Purusha and Prakriti. Now here also the very first sentence in the verse number 19, it says, Prakritim Purusham cha eva viddhi anadi ubhav api. It is as if Sri Krishna accepts Sankhya philosophy, because he says, no, viddhi, understand that there are two things, Purusha and Prakriti. Ubhavapi, both of them are anadi, are original. It is as if Sri Krishna accepts the Sankhya philosophy. According to Bhagavad Gita, not according to Sankhya. According to Sankhya, Prakriti is independent. Although, when the bondage takes place, when the Purusha glances, Prakriti begins to be operative part, because it follows the dictate of the Purusha. But philosophically, the Purusha and Prakriti are independent of each other. Purusha is many, Prakriti is one. Purusha is luminous, Prakriti is jada, unconscious, according to Sankhya.
But